As we continue our service, we are on page 355 in your Book of Common Prayer. Page 355. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of Him who humbled Himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Please be seated as we hear God's sacred word.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together, a great company. They shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water on a straight path, in which they shall not stumble, for I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd, a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden. They shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed for this Sunday is Psalm 84. We will read the psalm responsively by half verse. How dear to me is your dwelling, O Lord of hosts.
My soul has a desire and a longing for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh rejoice in the living God.
The sparrow has found her a house, and the sparrow and the swallow a nest where she may lay her young. Happy are they who dwell in your house.
They will always be praising you.
Happy are the people whose strength is in you.
Whose hearts are set on the pilgrim's way.
Those who go through the desolate valley will find a place of springs.
The early rains have covered the pools of water.
They will climb from height to height.
The God of gods will reveal himself in Zion.
Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer.
Hearken, O God of Jacob.
Behold our defender, O God.
And look upon the face of your anointed.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know that what is hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. I apologize. The chapter and passage of gospel reading in your bulletin is incorrect. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, by no means least among the rulers of Judea, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left to their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you,
Lord Christ. May what I am about to say be in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Wise men from the east. Most likely, there were also women, because they traveled in caravans back then. And there were probably the same people who were also following and reading the same sacred texts at that time of the prophecy of the Messiah coming and following a star in the sky. This was known as Zoroastrianism. It was also the precursor to Islam. These wise men followed that star. And they did this because they thought of something or someone that they should be surprised about, be excited about, and to be drawn to. Ever have that happen? Have you ever gone and just had to have this person who you had to meet, that you looked up to, a coworker, your boss, the president, your supervisor of supervisors, somebody you met like was a superstar? We're watching NFL playoff games. Lots of people are attracted to those things. And lots of superstar, super athletes we hear about. people we see on television or movie stars. You ever find those people and you go up to them and your knees are just shaking and you want their autograph? Or people like that. They do exist. Longest time, I always wanted to meet an astronaut and shake their hand. In some religious circles, they have religious leaders. They call them bishops or popes or you superior grand poobah. When we were on our vacation, we went and saw the movie Star Wars. Now, if you're a Star Wars fan, you would know that in the movie there is this ominous presence called the Force, but more importantly, there's this evil empire, and they call their leader Supreme Leader, and they would kneel before him out of terror, most likely, and fear, because there would be retribution. Not unlike Herod. And as our story of our gospel reading reminds us, he was being led by fear. And he wanted retribution because he wanted to take out this person born to them, the Messiah. These wise men were wanting to go pay homage. They wanted to kneel before the prophecy of the Christ coming to them. Magi in Greek is wise men. They were the followers. They followed the star. They followed the prophecies. They were wise because they could read and write. And back in those times, that was of great wealth and power. They were learned people. And like our depiction of our crush scene today, and even of Mary, they knelt, are told, to pay homage to the Christ child, God incarnate, to be with us. And they brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, it is told to us in the gospel reading, precious money, spices, very wealthy, and myrrh that was mined. Took a lot of time to put it together and to have incense. And they would come and they knelt before the Christ and they prayed and gave thanks. In many religions, they do this as a way of worshiping. Not unlike what we do in our Book of Common Prayer and in our tradition, we kneel to pray, to pay homage, to glorify and to give praise to our God. And I asked myself as I was on vacation and as I was returning and preparing my sermon, what do we bring? Because as we are taught, God resides in each and every one of us. And we are precious in God's eyes. But many people feel unworthy. It's probably why our pews are sparse and sometimes. People are afraid to come to church because of guilt or shame. Religion has a presence to doing that sometimes. People tend to do that to each other. And some of us are even afraid of even worshiping. You may have met some people like that. You may have heard of people. And maybe some of us are here only because out of guilt or shame or out of responsibility. In our tradition, it is important for us to put those things aside. We are not a church about guilt or shame. We want people to come as they are. That's what we state. All are welcome. I believe whatever you are dealing with, are just like those magi that we read in the gospel or the creche scene that we have. The gifts that we present are the things that we struggle with. Because God resides in each and every one of us. We are worthy. And more importantly, we are worthy to pay God homage with those things that we struggle with. The anxiousness, the guilt, or the shame. Whatever that might be that we are struggling with, it is a gift not to be feared. It is not bad to get counseling if you're struggling with mental illness. It is not something to be ashamed about. It is not something to be ashamed about if you are struggling with financial difficulty. These are the things I think are as precious as gold, frankincense, and myrrh, my friends. And something we can pay homage and ask God to be with and give to God. 60 to 90% of Americans are struggling with emotional issues. And many more are struggling because of anxiety, of whatever. Just turn the news on. It makes me anxious. It's more important that we bring those to the Lord now than ever. And to let them be our offerings this day. As we approach this epiphany and as we close with our Christmas season, the gifts that we are given and the anxiousness of gift giving and financial debt can be somewhat ominous pressing. And the figure in our story today that we sometimes disclude is Herod. I believe he is struggling with mental illness, and I believe he was so ingrained with it that his fear took over, and he wanted to retaliate and to kill that young child because he was so afraid. It took over, and he was unwilling to block God out of his life, and he wanted more power and more of it. And he blocked out the people he loved, and all he could do is have people pay him homage because out of fear. The Christmas season, the Epiphany season we are approaching is a time for us to allow God and the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and to let God lead. Not let those ominous things that we seem to think are important get the best of us. It's okay to see a counselor. It's okay to take care of yourself and to be good to yourself. It's okay to spend time with your family or take a walk with your dog and not feel guilty that you have to be at work or that your bank account isn't balancing. It will pass. Tomorrow will be a new day. All will be well. And Christ came into the world, a sinful world, to bring joy and hope. My dear friends, as we celebrate this second Sunday of Christmas, and as we approach and give thanks to the Christ child this last Sunday, let us rejoice. Let us kneel and pay homage and not be afraid to love God with all our hearts and minds. Amen. Let us stand and recite our creed found on page 358, the Nicene Creed, page 358 in your Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God,
raising our voices in proclamation and praise, let us rejoice as we offer our prayers to God, responding, Lord, hear our prayer. In thanksgiving for the peacemakers who toil in troubled lands and in families of discontent, that the Prince of Peace may give them words of wisdom as they seek to encourage new means of communication and the mending of relationships, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In thanksgiving for those who bring treasures to the poor and needy of the world, offering precious gifts of hope to God's fragile people, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who exercise leadership throughout our church, that they may bear in their actions the love of Christ, enlightening the hearts of those who have a hidden faith and strengthening those of weak spirit, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Donald Trump, our president, members of our legislative bodies, and for those who serve on the Supreme Court, that they may honor our historical inheritance and take us along new pathways in the service of bettering our nation, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died in the noonday of their lives, and for parents who grieve the loss of children, that they may be comforted by the Father of us all, whose only son was not spared an early death. We especially remember our loved ones who are not here with us. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In thanksgiving for all the blessings of this life, remembering those who have been our mentors and teachers, and through whose companionship we have experienced the riches of divine grace, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
As God's adopted children, through the will of Jesus Christ, let us add to these prayers and thanksgivings. Let us remember those on our parish and military prayer lists and those written in our book of prayerful intentions. We especially remember in thanksgiving for all those celebrating their birthdays this week: Charles Turok, Thomas Dorsey, Jeff Golightly, Ben Moorhead, and Evan Coltharp. May they know God's blessings. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. On this last Sunday of the Christmas season, and as we remember the visit by the wise men, let us offer these prayers and be guided by the light of God and those mentors and friends in our lives. Hear these prayers, O Divine Master, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And now, my sisters and brothers, let us kneel if you are able, or remain standing, and turn to page 360 for our prayer of confession. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all of your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Thank you. As we come back together, please be seated. I've got a couple of announcements. First of all, I'd like to thank Martha Huggins for leading worship in our morning prayer services last Sunday. Thank you very much. Wonderful job. And I'd like to, it's great to be back with you, having vacation, traveling back and forth, to and fro, like many of you probably traveling as well during the holidays. It's great to be home. As we celebrate today, we are also, tomorrow is the actual festival day of Epiphany, but we are going to be having some Epiphany cakes right after our service this morning. And I'd like to thank Gloria McInerney for going ahead and doing her wonderful magic she does with flour and all that, with baking those Epiphany cakes. If you happen to find the baby Jesus in a slice of the cake, you win a prize. It's a gift card, but it's a wonderful, it's $25 gift card. So if you win it, come and see me, and you'll have another little Christmas prayer and offering on this Epiphany Wise Men Day and all. And one thing I neglected to say in my sermon, but I didn't really mean it, was Happy New Year. That we were wishing, somebody had told me it's 2020, so we should all wish for 2020 vision. You know, right? No, I'm kidding. But it's a happy, great new year. It is. Lastly, the survey, the parish survey that we sent out a few months is being all put together, and the vestry will be getting that out to the results to you all, both electronically and in paper form in the near future. So you'll be looking for that. We'll be using that at the vestry as a way to kind of like a guiding star of how we should be doing ministry and allocating funds and things like that and how we do worship here. So look forward to your feedback, and we'll be talking more about that at the annual meeting for sure. And so I hope you will join us for that as well, so you're here in the near future. Any other announcements? Freely have we been given, freely let us give.
Listening. to affirm for us his power and his glory.
Holy saints,
wash away my iniquity, cleanse me of my sin. God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, and for all creatures here below. Praise Him, Lover of the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and we continue our celebration on page 367 in your Book of Common Prayer, the Red Book, page 367. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of the heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in those last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, and he broke this for his and gave it to his disciples, he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, O gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for you, the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Wherever you are in your faith journey, all baptized Christians are welcome at this communion rail and at this altar. All are welcome.
Thank you.
Let us offer our prayer after Holy Communion, found on page 365 in your Book of Common Prayer, page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Before I forgot to mention in the announcements, today, because it's the last Sunday of Christmas, the poinsettias, if you gave them in memory of a loved one, please, you're welcome to take those home with you. We'll be just taking them and either donating them or throwing them out. So if you'd like to put darn them with your in your garden or kind of nurture them during the winter months here, please take them as you will. And again, please join us for hospitality and coffee right afterwards for Epiphany Cake. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessings of God Almighty, especially on this new year, be with you and amongst you, and be with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go forth and be the church. Alleluia, alleluia.